kids tend to try and say something nice, which in their language is nice.
Yes, it is.
But when it's translated to adultish,
yeah,
it doesn't quite come across that way.
No.
Like how Wyatt basically said, you don't work.
Yes. Wyatt. Yeah.
Like, this is Kelly's 7-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, how did it start? What was he trying to say? I don't even remember.
Wyatt has said this about me since like he could start talking, that I don't do anything. But
oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Whereas, just for people who don't know, not only does she come here and do the show,
yeah,
but then she also runs this salsa company,
mm-hmm,
and has 2 kids.
Yep.
And does this, you know, all the stuff around the house.
Yeah.
Because her husband is at work all day.
Yeah. And all night. But I think this probably is a lot of the stay-at-home parent. The kids just see you all the time and you're not working outside the home. So he just kept coming into my room the other day and giving me hugs. And I was like, wow, like, look at you just wanting to hug mama. And he was like, well, it's easy when I have a mom who doesn't do anything but lay in bed all day. And I was like, what?
That's even worse than I thought.
Yeah. He was like, yeah, I can just hug you whenever you want because you don't do anything all day and you're just here and you're just so huggable. And I was like,
Wyatt.
So I was like, he's made these comments for a while, but I was like, so Wyatt, you do know that like mommy wakes up early and excuse me, has a full-time job on the radio. He's like, yeah. And I was like, and I know I come home, you know, a couple hours later after you wake up, but I've been,
right,
you know, I've worked a pretty, you know, a full shift.
Yeah.
Which he has no idea. He's like, yeah. I'm like, and then you do know that I started my own company when you were like a year old. He's like, yeah. I'm like, so I also do that. And then when I'm in my room with my computer, I'm actually doing stuff for Plux.
Right. Because he sees the computer and thinks it's games.
Right.
It's just adult games.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. He's like, yeah. I'm like, and you know that, like, I also, like, work out and, like, I take care of you and Riri in the house. And he's like, yeah. He's like, but daddy is the one who really works hard.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, Jay does work hard.
He works super hard. And
but you guys are both, you know,
right,
hard
so
workers.
I went out to the living room and I was like, did you hear what he just said? And he was like, no. I'm like, so he thinks that I just don't do anything all day? And then Jay smiles and I'm like, are you kidding me? Are we going to say anything? He's like, no. Whatever.
Let me get this right.
Mm.
You had this conversation about how you both work really hard,
mm-hmm,
while you were on the bed and he was on the couch.
Yeah. Yes. We were both watching our shows.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wyatt, I'm with you, buddy.
I know. I do love my shows.
7-9 Coast, your kids or another kid's non-compliment.
Mm.
It was a kind-hearted attempt.
Yep.
Kelly, who just sits home all day and doesn't do anything.
Nothing.
I mean,
no.
But at least she's around for her kid to get a hug.
Right. And I also said, like, you know why I'm around all the time is because I have to take care of you.
Oh, right.
Like, if you weren't here, I'd actually be out doing something. Like,
I didn't even think of that. Yeah. Of course. Yeah.
You're the reason why I'm here all the time.
That's funny. And he's, yeah, he's the little 7-year-old that's going, geez, mom, you're always home.
Yeah. I know. I know.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, this year's probably he's thought that even more because of being home from school.
Yes, and we don't really take him anywhere yet.
Right.
Yeah.
So, someone has to be home with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
7-9 Coast, your kid's non-compliment. 792-6278. Sierra.
So, my daughter is 3, and last night she goes, Mama, you have a really big belly. You must be eating a lot.
Ooh. Oh.
That's, yeah, when you just say, oh, thanks, kiddo. I'm,
yeah,
glad you,
right,
that way.
Right.
Yep. Been there too, kid. Been there too. Yep. Yep. I think our kids say that to every, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
That's our favorite. Yep.
Kids don't understand the sensitivity surrounding the word belly.
Yeah. Like, don't say belly.
Yeah. Even just the word.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, yep, Sierra. Have a good morning.
Thanks. You too. Okay. Bye-bye.
Eat that breakfast. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Amy, hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
The non-compliment compliment from your kid.
Well, I'm a teacher, so I have lots of kids.
Oh.
And a preschool teacher at that.
Oh.
So
oh, no.
And very unfiltered. And so they one kid this summer came up to me while I was sitting at a desk, and he started squishing my arm, like my arm chub.
Oh, no.
My arm chub.
Just out of the blue. And he was like, wow, that's like Play-Doh.
Right. They love Play-Doh, I'm sure. Tastes delicious.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
funny.
Nice.
Right, and he was trying to say, oh, this is like Play-Doh, and I love Play-Doh, and I love your arm.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Exactly, that's great. This is fun to play with.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't want that, though.
Play-Doh. They love it.
Thanks for calling, Amy.
Yeah, have a great day.
You too.
What was on our Facebook page, or you could text the word topic followed by your comment and send that to 77,000. There was one on Facebook.
Oh my God. There's a bunch of them. But, Kathleen said, are you growing a beard?
Oh, great.
And she wrote, yes, son, your mother is growing a beard. These nasty chin hairs that always creep up unexpectedly were nowhere to be found until I had you, my dear.
Now let's talk a little bit about hormones, son.
Right, exactly.
Let it grow, let it grow. Shaving clean is such a chore.
Oh. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't have time. Oh, Eka said, you're so squishy.
Mm-hmm.
Meant as a compliment.
Yep.
Meant as a compliment. Yep. Annette, when my hair started going gray, my then 3-year-old happily yelled, Mommy, your hair is so sparkly. See, that's positive, though.
It's positive. Yep.
Jenny says, my kid said, Mom, you need to polish your hair again when they notice some grays.
Yeah.
You need to polish your hair. Naomi says, my son said I had a nice mustache like Daddy.
Oh. Shave your face, Naomi. I highly recommend.
Oh, my God. I forget. Shelly, are you still doing that?
Only when the hairs pop back in. Choo-choo-choo-choo-choo. Done.
I just imagined you with like a straight razor in like a barber chair.
Now I'm teaching Wyatt how to shave his beard. Come here, son.